USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House announced the Fed will continue pausing student debt payments through August 31st. President Biden said in a statement Wednesday, the United States is still recovering from the years-long coronavirus pandemic, necessitating further leniency on loan payments. The government holds the loans, valued at well over $1.5 trillion nationwide. Title 42 is a critical tool for controlling the swell of people rushing our southern border. The Biden administration announced it would remove Title 42 next month. This will allow the Biden administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Many states already crushed economically because of the strain of their resources are fighting back. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says he has a major announcement for later today. Senator Mitch McConnell on the Hill.
So we'll need to enter into some kind of agreement to process these amendments in order to go forward with the bill.
USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The power is slowly coming back on for thousands of people in the South. Texas has the most power outages at 9,500 after storms tore through, killing one person. A second death was reported in Georgia, where two tornadoes touched down. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina also saw several twisters. All states will be trying to clean up damage as more severe weather is expected to continue through tonight. As the White House continues to not talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, the laptop continues to reveal more incriminating information about Hunter, President Biden, and Communist China.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
When Title 42 ends on May 23rd, it will give the Biden administration the ability to allow more illegal immigrants entering into the United States faster than ever before. Dr. Kevin Roberts on Fox News applauds those states fighting Biden on ending Title 42 and stop the flow of illegal immigrants that must be compared to an invasion due to sheer numbers.
The migrants who come across illegally in the first year and a half of this administration will pale in comparison to what happens starting next month when Title 42 expires. So I applaud my good friend Governor Abbott of Texas for doing everything he can in his limited ability as a governor rather than someone who is leading the federal government in addressing this. This is not a Democrat or a Republican problem, or at least it shouldn't be. The Democrats turn it into a problem. It's really important that we understand as a people that this is changing our American way of life.
A small asteroid called 2022 GN1 is flying past Earth right now, missing us by just 79,000 miles, one-third the distance between the Earth and the Moon. The object is a rock roughly 24 feet by 52 feet. It was only discovered last week on April 1st. The rock is a part of the Apollo family of asteroids. The orbit of 2022 GN1 takes it beyond the orbit of Mars. Many websites will be broadcasting the flyby starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine, banned our new investments in Russia, blocks on Russia's largest bank, and President Putin's adult daughters. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.